Hello and welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. I'm very excited. A good friend of mine that's been with me for a long time, we have been on a journey together, is back with us today. Dr. Jason Dean joining the show. Thank you for joining me, my friend.
Thank you for having me. You're right. It has been a long journey and it's not over yet.
No, it's not. I remember like almost 3 years ago, standing with you backstage somewhere, I think in Branson, and we're looking at each other like, What have we embarked upon here? And it's only gotten crazier and more chaotic. So what are your thoughts? You cover a lot of things. You have, we'll talk a little bit about some of the things that you normally cover, but I kind of wanted your big picture from your point of view. You have a great show. You have a big audience. You're hearing from the people. Where do you think we are at the moment?
Oh my gosh. How conspiratorial do you want me to go? That's the question now.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, like I've been talking a lot lately about that I don't believe Americans right now have any personal individual liberty. I feel that the surveillance state that was born of 9/11 and tripled down on under Obama, now multiple executive orders about biometric data, about track and trace surveillance, ledger technology that is for track and trace surveillance, on top of the unholy background with big tech having literal alliances with DHS and NSA and the Five Eyes nations. I mean, we are in a situation where all of our data on every level is accessible just by the accusation or the question or a meme online or any of that. So you've been on top of, you are a doctor and you've dealt a lot with all this different internet of body stuff. Does the foray into our biometric data concern you?
Oh, 100%. But let me weave into this because you're right. When you started out with Americans don't know what I have been preaching, and I've had to like actually readdress this in the last week or two, which is because this was stunning to me. And I'm sure you probably have a little bit of this in your world because you tackle some different stuff than I do sometimes. Yeah. Is not only is America not awake, and I don't mean that in a negative way. I'm not trying to beat up our fellow countrymen and women, but we're not awake because we've been so behind the veil for so long that people have actually lost the basics, meaning in my world, it's health basics, like in which we'll cover a little bit today, just some of the updates that I've been going through. But people don't know how to take care of themselves in general. And again, I'm not trying to belittle anybody out there. I'm just telling you the literal truth from a healthcare standpoint is how I look at it, but also from a political standpoint. You know, I just recently went to a city commission council meeting for my area because we received a letter. They didn't publish it very well, that there were some chemicals in the water system. So I went there. There was a decent crowd, but there could have been a bigger crowd. And I'm like, this is one of the problems is people are not showing up. And so we have to go back to the basics in every aspect of our life because we're so far away from understanding and knowing what our country is, what has actually happened to it. So you dive into biometrics, which you're talking about now. And I've talked about nanotechnology, biometrics a million times. I mean, I just met you in another town to go through kind of a conference. And when I'm sitting in the airport, I mean, I'm looking around and I see it all, right? So I see the biometrics. They're using retina scanning for some of the security stuff. I get to the gate, and then I had to transfer or connect in Atlanta. And I'm looking around, and there's biometrics all over the place, everywhere. And in the future, they even say it, in the future, you're going to need real ID. So the real ID is your license with a star on it. Right now, I don't know if every state's the same or not. In Florida, I've had mine since 2010. We didn't even know at the time that that's what they were doing, right? So I already have my real ID. But in real ID, it says in the background literature, Mel, on real ID, there are some lines in there that actually talk about potentially you having to give up your religious freedoms or basically your faith, your freedom of religion to pick which faith you're going to go with this real ID. So real ID is connected to biometrics, Mel. So this is supposed to be in by, I think, 2025. But again, if you go to the airport, you can even look it up. You can look up, I think Delta has some Delta's way ahead on this game, which right. is they want you not to have a ticket to fly in the near future. They want you to have, basically, it's on biometrics. Okay, so right. meaning you don't show your ticket to get on the plane. You're just logged in already because they've facial recognition scanned you. They've eye scanned you. They have your fingerprints already. This is now, that's just flying. They're going to do that for driving. They'll do that for checking in at a hotel. They'll do that for potentially restaurants. Their goal is literally overtly grabbing all information you have. And keep in mind, I mean, we're already giving them the majority of it right here on this phone, right? Right. Yeah, I mean, exactly. This is unfortunately a necessary thing, but you know, I mean, you probably know this already. You've said things out loud, maybe a restaurant or a product that you're looking for, et cetera. It pops up in a social media feed or it pops up in a Google ad when you go to your desktop to look something up. But to the extent, and this actually happened to my wife and I, we went to Mexico last year, I think it was, for a conference. And we got there and I'm looking at my phone. I look at my wife and I say, this is strange. She says, what's that? And I show her the phone. It was an ad for something. And I go, I've never said those words out loud. I've never mentioned to you that product. I've never said that word out loud or that product out loud. And yet that ad sitting in front of me, I said, so I know based on Freedom of Information Act in like data, I know that they already have the information and the technology available to at least loosely read minds.
Right.
I'm not saying they're doing it, but I'm telling you, I've never talked about that product. I've thought about the product though. And she goes, yeah, I wouldn't doubt that they're already playing with it. They're already messing with it. But on top of that, I think it was Branson actually. Branson or one or two after that is when I actually started talking about they have the ability through military technologies to right. send out frequencies and waves that will that can control a person biomechanically, meaning your joints, you know, walking, whatever it is. They can already manipulate mindsets, worry, anxiety, depression, etc. So how do they do this? They're using nanotechnology everywhere. I mean, we already know based on really good doctors who've been studying live blood analysis. Mel, they have the nanotech in us. They have chemtrails. The nanotech is in the chemtrails. I have scientific studies showing nanotech in our food. So we're slowly taking this all in. Even if you're not vaccinated, you're taking it all in. That alone is going to allow them to control from a distance if they want to. So I tell everybody all the time, you have to constantly stay in your health. You have to constantly stay in detoxification mode because this is happening before our very eyes. I just, about 2 weeks ago, I did a show on microplastics. Microplastics.
I saw it. It's terrifying. Well, yeah. Will you tell my audience what you're talking about? It's really important because everyone is being affected by this. So, and I think they don't know it.
Yeah, no, very happy. So a couple weeks ago, there was a scientific article coming out and there were several of them publishing it. They took about 300 people, a little bit more in Italy, and they did a cardiovascular scan. They found people that had, they had cholesterol buildup, plaquing, right? In there, I believe it was either jugular or carotid artery in your neck. So these people offered to go in for the actual surgery to pull it out to see what it was and the cause. So they pulled it out, 60% roughly of those 300 plus, 60%, they took the cholesterol out and they found microplastics and nanoplastics were attaching themselves to the inner part of the cardiovascular system, the actual vessels, which was then catching the cholesterol as it went by. So these doctors were basically saying, oh my gosh, maybe cholesterol is the cause of heart disease because cholesterol is backing up. It wasn't cholesterol, it was micro and nanoplastics that were actually causing the back of the system. So 60% of them had it. Now here's the kicker. Of those 60%, it was a four-fold increase in potential for heart attack, stroke, and death, Mel. Meaning Now, keep in mind, this is the crazy part of this. And oh, by the way, the source of these microplastics, they admitted, were plastic water bottles, like plastic water bottles, and PVC plumbing in our houses that everyone has at this point.
Wow. Oh, no. So, and what about all the things that are made from recycling? Does recycling?
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah.
Anything plastic. And Mel, when you go to the store, I mean, whether you're getting meats or yogurts and dairies or whatever it may be, right? How much plastic is in our food supply at this point?
I mean, who's to say, especially, you know, you don't know how long something's on the shelf. You know, we have a sponsor I love, Healthy Hydration, and she was telling us about, you know, they only test even for like 90 things when they test the water and stuff. And there's like 60,000 things that they should be testing for. I guess this is similar. Now, this is probably everybody. Now, you've been doing, I don't know if you have a protocol for it, but I do know a lot of people, including me and Rob, really were helped by your parasite protocol. What are the solutions here? Are there ways for people to clear their bodies out? Do you have ideas in that realm? Because this means everyone, and I've heard this for a long time, especially about, you know, people told me a while ago to use glass instead of plastic.
Yes.
I used to, like, you know, so that's one way. Now, what can people do to, is there a detox formula? Are you working on that? What's happening?
Yeah, so twofold, good question. So yes, first of all, here's solutions. Change over to glass as much as you can, right? Change over to glass, water bottles, glass this, glass cooking if you can, obviously. And stainless steel can work as well, but glass is like primary. That's a big thing. And, you know, people are like, oh, what are my glass breaks? Put some silicone around it. There's some good glass water bottles out there with silicone. So if it does break, it stays in the thing. You're not going to get hurt. Those are primaries. So the good things are we actually have one microplastic and nanoplastic and heavy metal solution we're working on. It's more advanced right now. Hopefully we'll have that out within a month or so. But we also have, so the parasite protocol right now has a binder in it. It's called biotoxin binder, right? So that is what we're using right now to go in and cleanse this stuff out. And then we're going to be adding more herbs to go in there that are specific to that microplastic. So right now, like the basic parasite protocol that you guys have been working with and we've talked about on the show, which is the Para 1, the Para 2, and Biotoxin Binder. It's just a 3-product setup. It's a beginner product for everyone to get on a full moon protocol, parasite protocol. The binder in there is also going to help you with these microplastics until we get an even cleaner, not a cleaner one, I shouldn't say. It's going to be even more of a flushing system. The binder was never designed for that. It helps. Right. We're going to go for even deeper. But for the time being, everyone get involved with that because quite honestly, as I said, everyone needs to be detoxing right now. Like there's, and quite honestly, detoxing has become part of your life, Mel.
Yeah. I mean, a regular, and also once you detox, you really have to change your relationship with food, with water, with everything. I mean, and you know, just recently, I'd seen it many times, but just recently they've had to start admitting they were lying, as you and I both know, about chemtrails, but also about what they were putting in, you know, on the crops. You know, all of this stuff that they're doing is really getting us to a place where people are incredibly unhealthy and they don't even know it. And then it's probably hard for people. You specialize in this. You really came up early with this amazing parasite cleanse protocol that, you know, hundreds of thousands of people have been helped by at this point, obviously. But at the same time, this is new to a lot of people. And then they feel like, well, what's inside of them? And it seems kind of overwhelming. So a lot of people, I think, and this is what's happening, like you were talking about in the beginning of the show, just shut off. And it's like, it's not getting better until you personally make it better and take the moves that need to be done. Now, let me ask you about these microplastics. What kind of, other than cholesterol and all that, are they damaging the lining of people's like esophagus or stomach? Is it getting to that point? Because that's also, that looks to me like that could be a problem too. And I know people are keep hearing people having problems like that.
No, absolutely. And so what you're also getting is twofold. You're getting a backup into tissues. So tissue, when I say tissues, lung tissue, heart tissue, you're going to have potential kidney. Your liver and your kidneys are the filters of your body. So if it's in the bloodstream, it's also going to the liver because blood goes through there as well as kidneys. So people, we have, I mean, diabetes is the third leading disease right now, right? So you know, dialysis centers are set up all over the US. People are getting dialysis all over the place because their kidneys start shutting down. So a combination of microplastics, medications, vaccines. America thinks that we're so special with all of our modern medicine, when in reality, it's the cause of death that we're having. People have to change that. They have to change lifestyle. The other thing the microplastics are doing, and by the way, they find that the microplastics and this nano is going through breast milk to the baby. It's also going through the placenta to the baby. So no one is safe in this situation, Mel. And it's causing, immediately upon entry into the body, it's causing inflammation systemically wide. So long-term chronic inflammation leads to disease processes.
Yeah, you've been saying that. I've learned a lot from you in terms of that. Now, another thing is, where are we on the vaccine? People, obviously, a lot more people are awake now than when we started talking, but a lot of people took it. And what should those people that are now, I mean, I cannot even believe it that there are still ads from Pfizer to take your booster to, they're all over New York City. There's still people wearing masks. It's just shocking to me, but there are also a lot of people who regret taking it. And now we're seeing they're lying about long COVID and they're lying, you know, they cannot even go towards, even if somebody gets something, myocarditis or something, there are some people that get that. And then you say, did you get vaccinated? And they're like, yeah, thank God. And you're like, wait, what? So what are you guys suggesting to people that now come to you having been right the whole time to tell people what you were telling them? What are you suggesting to those people in your protocols?
Yeah, so we tell people to go not two different directions, but we basically combine them. So, and what it does for everyone that doesn't know out there, and live blood analysis has already showed this multiple times over, these are self-organizing basically machines. Let's just say what they are. This is nanotechnology that will connect itself together. And if anybody doesn't know out there, you can literally go to Rice University on YouTube and type in Rice University and teslaphoresis, nanotechnology, nanobots. It all comes up. It's going to show you this stuff will actually connect together. Mel, have you ever heard of the word Morgellons by any chance?
Yes, I have. But you can tell my audience what it is, because, you know, it's funny. We did a show about this a long time ago, and it all sounds very scary, but it's more important that you know than not know. So explain that to them and why it matters.
Yeah. So there's a thing called Morgellons. And if you look this up on Google, and this is always a telltale.
Anymore, really.
If you look it up, you almost have to, because it basically says you're delusional for the most part, right? So Morgellons is people who a lot of times will have skin issues, skin blemishes, skin rashes. It's painful. It can be itchy. And you can actually sometimes see threads coming out of somebody's skin. You can see fibers coming out of somebody's skin. And when you actually look under a microscope or look in the body, you'll see literally colored looking fibers like wires, hairs, things that almost look like lint. And what they are, because they've been studied, is it's self-replicating and self-organizing nanomaterials, nanofibers. These build essentially microprocessors in the body. All of those things you're seeing right there on the slide, those conduct electricity, Mel. Those are conductors. Yeah. It's literally like wires being built in the body. Some people have it very, very bad off. They don't feel good. They literally, some of them can actually hear sounds and frequencies in their brain. It's coming through into their ear. Not everyone has it this bad, but keep in mind, their goal with this COVID shot, or the COVID shots, for anybody out there who is taking it, is these types of things are building up in the bloodstream. You've seen the videos of all the clotting. When they pull out the clot, the problem is some of that's not clotting, Mel. Clotting is deep, dark red. Some of that literally looks like silicone or a synthetic material, which is this building up in the body. So what we're doing is, if you go to the website, we're under the partners page on Mel's show, and we have a couple different, we actually had powders that were created just for this. So whole food only, not synthetic. We have a whole food only high dose vitamin C, which is going to help that liver to start cleaning itself out. And then we have organic non-GMO. Most nattokinase is genetically modified. We have non-GMO organic nattokinase along with the vitamin C. When you do that, you will actually get the liver to start releasing out. So you might be on the toilet for a little bit, going to the bathroom and have weird stuff come out. We've actually had, Mel, this sounds crazy. So we had someone from the Navy who's retired from the Navy, works on the road now, truck driver, came in and he said, I've been doing your protocols and we also added this stuff in. He goes, can I show you some pictures? Now, here's the crazy part, Mel. I get pictures sent to me all the time by crazy people.
God. Yeah.
I get toilet pictures all the time. So I become immune to seeing crazy stuff. But here's the crazy part. I've seen poop pictures a million times over. It's not a big deal. He sent me pictures where there were literal, visible to the eye, microchips in the stool. And there were actually synthetic squares that were coming out in different colors that you couldn't make this up. Now, why did that happen? He was sent through different testing. They literally pounded him with chemical warfare while in the military. But here's the other thing. Massive, massive amounts of vaccinations, as well as being exposed to chemical warfare, because some of the things they have to go through just to be in the military, people don't realize what it is. So when we yell about the COVID vaccine, and let's say there's six of them, or we yell about the 74 childhood vaccines, which is insane and lunacy, the military is hit with, I mean, I have an Air Force veteran who works with me. She has a stack of papers detailing the vaccines that they get hit with. We're talking hundreds of different types of vaccines. I mean, Mel, I feel horrendous because these are people that go to want to defend all of us. And they do on a daily basis. Our military is literally, and I mean literally, overtly used as guinea pigs on a daily basis.
And has been for a very long time. It's very, very, and then you look at the care that they get and the not horrible prioritizing care. Them. That's why so much of what's happening now with the throwing the money all over the world and at illegals and all that, it just goes to show you that it was always a choice to treat our veterans and our homeless and everyone else the way they have, that it was never about money or the or ability or any of that. Now, the self assembling, I remember very early on, Mike Adams had a show and was like, look, these are self-assembling, whatever's going on in there. So, is that biotechnology? Is that something that is also used to, because remember, I'm sure you've seen it, we cover a lot, the World Economic Forum and their events. Noor bin Laden and I did a week at the last event of pretty in detailed and in depth looking at their different panels. And again, they always have a couple panels on future of technology of medicine. Mm-hmm. And again, they did the whole thing where it was basically that your doctor can monitor and know if you took your medication, when you took your medication, when you need it next, all that stuff. And they make it look all great and all. But at the same time, remember Harari was like, COVID was when everyone accepted surveillance under their skin. Is that what that is? I mean, they talk about it and then people disconnect and then they don't realize that the guy's telling us we already have it and we somehow accepted it. And if you put two and two together, it would certainly sound like the self-replicating or, you know, self-building nanotechnology. And then remember that guy Lieber was working in China, got a slap on the wrist on this literal technology. It's real. And then Harari's telling us that we already have it.
Well, I accidentally stumbled into nanotechnology in about 2010. I wasn't trying to. What I was actually studying, I was studying New World Order back then. Like back in my father-in-law told me in like 2005, he was telling me about chemtrails. Like no one else believed him. And I started looking at it with him. And then like 2010, I stumbled across nanotechnology. But the problem was, I was in New World Order study. They were talking about chipping people with RFID chips. So I was on
all the way back in the 80s. They were talking 100%. About, I mean, there's an interview with Rockefeller saying that was the goal.
Right. So I'm like, oh, let's study RFID. But I was a little distracted because I was over on RFID chips while the Nano, they realized people were not going to take the RFID chip, or they would have a problem. People weren't going to get chipped, because when you think Mark of the Beast, you literally think a chip being put into your wrist. You're like, I'm not doing that. Right. So then you go into the nanotechnology, right? Now, when they say we've already accepted it, now I'm not saying we spiritually accepted it, but what happened is they started dumping this from the skies. They use smart dust. So it's in our food. It's in our fruit. It's in our vegetables. I mean, even if you eat organic, and we're pretty organic eaters, you're having some part of this. It's in the water supply. And by the way, for everyone out there, I'm not trying to be the doom and gloom doctor. That's not my job, but I also have to tell you,
you deal with this.
I know, but the problem is, I know, but some people I feel so bad for because they don't know yet. And also like, oh my gosh, are we dead? Are we like, it's the black pill. I don't mean to be the black pill. My goal is to say, this is what we have to do to actually get past it. So the nanotechnology is being used. They're putting it all over. It's in the water supply. It's in the food supply. It's everywhere. So we are taking it in. This is why detoxification is so important. But let me tell everyone where we're going to this. And if you bring up the RAND Corporation, Internet of Bodies, which you probably covered before.
Oh, I have. I have. And also the, you know, this also goes back to even Aquino's Mind Wars documents and some mm-hmm. NASA documents about this stuff. But RAND has a lot of it. And also NATO has a lot yes. of documentation on the battle for the brain, where they're literally talking about using humans, individual and groups, through this yes. technology as weapons against each other.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the crazy part was it last week, Ray Kurzweil ends up on Joe Rogan and he sits there and he blatantly
acting like he's dumb, you know?
He blatantly is like, no, we don't listen to you on the phones. The technology isn't there yet. We don't have that. And even Joe, and I'm a plus minus on Joe. I mean, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not good. I don't fully trust him at all. But I'm like, at least he's calling out. I'm like, what are you talking about? There's no, like, the phone literally listens to you overtly every single day. But this is where
I don't even know what was going on there, because don't forget, he's one of the original guys with Rothblatt and the original transhuman yeah. people and Singularity. And then he's on Rogan acting like he doesn't know what you're talking about. It was like, it was as if he went on there to kind of be like, no, that's all fake. And it's like, just go look at any lecture this man's given in the last 25 years.
And this is right here. These, like the infusion pumps, there's like ingestible pills. This is all RAND, Internet of Bodies, right? Implanting cardiac devices. Yeah. I know someone who has one, ingestible digital pills. So the long-term game on this, if you have nanotechnology in your body, then they start putting these technologies in your body. It starts communicating with each other. You're now essentially transhumanist, posthumanist. They can right. control you from anywhere. Long term, Mel, which I'm sure you covered this, but I want to say it as a different messenger.
Go ahead. It's important. Yeah.
What I believe is this is the introduction to the CBDC. I think many people are just going to easily take it. They're going to jump right on board, and I think they'll introduce the CBDC, and it won't be something where you have to do it right away. I think long term, their goal is to get you into it, and it'll have to be mandatory. But here's the kicker, because there's a lot of people out there, and I study the finance stuff just because I think it's fascinating. I always have my whole life.
Yeah, me too.
And a lot of people are going, okay, the Fed is going to fall. The banks are going to fall. And I go, you're probably right. The Fed will fall. The bank will fall. Here's the problem. And what will happen if they fall? And what is there in these, the cabals, they're evil, but they're not stupid. And I always say that because I don't want people to misjudge them or take it lighter than it's supposed to be. The Yuvals right. of the world, the Klauses of the world, and even way above that, the people you follow, the families who are really controlling this. Yes, they're evil. Yes, they're criminal. Yes, they're psychopaths, but they're also actually very smart. They're not stupid people. Right. I believe one of the things they're working on is they want the banks to fall. They want the Fed to fall because ultimately, your bank will not be a building you go to deposit your check. You will be your bank, meaning if they can transfer back and forth, be the frequencies. Remember, we have Wi-Fi in our houses, everybody. I mean, like, somebody go explain to me. I mean, I know the physics, but when you're using Wi-Fi on your phone or your laptop in your house, you know, do the people, do the viewers understand the technology of how the data goes back and forth from your computer wirelessly back and forth. And most people can't explain that. Or how does your Wi-Fi scan your house and scan down to the square inch of what your house looks like and what rooms there are and what's in the rooms, et cetera? They have these capabilities. This is technology they already have. Now, what if you have nano in your body? And what if they want to give you, let's say, a universal basic income, or they want to give you a digital ID that is tied to a digital wallet, right? Now, from here, they can make it look like America won. And we're cheering, everything is great. When in reality, they can make you the actual bank. Now, they don't have to run the bank. They can ship money back and forth digitally from their systems to you, because remember, you're now literally a computer because all this stuff is self-organized in your body. Now, here comes the DEI scale. What if you speak out? What if you say something on X or Facebook?
Social credit score.
That's right.
Sure.
They could literally shut you down from a distance with your banking information because they don't need wires. They don't need the dollar anymore. They have a digital aspect. You become the bank. But the problem with that is, with just simply a cell phone signal through 5, 6G technology or Wi-Fi, they can shut the bank, which is you, off. And that is that, Mal, that is a terrifying thought to ponder. But on top of that, people won't be involved with that. Do you know what will shut you off? The AI that's running the whole system, because the AI will slowly over time learn. AI will learn all your habits, all the places you go to. The AI will pick up on the posts you're posting. Are you patriot? Are you conservative? Are you liberal? They're going to penalize the people who are for America and are against the foreign agents. And long term, the AI will just learn who you are and will shut off what it doesn't want.
Exactly. You know, it's funny. I talk about this a lot. I think it's very important. I believe that our liberty is already gone in America. I believe that everyone there's no privacy. All there has to be is an insinuation or not even that, because the NSA has a very, the relationship with the Five Eyes nations and the EU and the trading back and forth of data. Not that they care, the CIA isn't supposed to come inward, we know it does, but they could just, if they can't spy on one of us, they can get the one of their partners at the NSA to do it. You know, this is very unholy. And I've talked many times, and it's important that people understand where we are in this, because, and who's behind it, because ID 2020 was announced in 2016 at the United Nations headquarters. Behind that is Microsoft and the Rockefeller Institute and a bunch of usual people. Actually, it's an alliance of governments, nonprofits, academia, 150 private sector companies, and 11 United Nations agencies. It is a United Nations World Economic Forum global governance model that this is about. And it's about the alliance governance materials it says in their own materials, by 2030, it aims to have facilitated the scaling of a safe, verifiable, persistent digital identity system consistent with the Sustainable Development Goals. Everyone knows how I feel about them. Its short-term focus towards the goal is developing and testing of the best technological solutions for digital identity and working with governments and other entities to implement. And it goes on, basically, if you read through their own website, it basically says digital activity increasingly parallels our real world activity, participation in modern economy, the ability to buy and sell, attain employment, healthcare, social services, and interact basically at all will require you to have a global digital ID. And then again, like I said, all of the partners also happen to be World Economic Forum partners. And they have a whole model. And again, like you're saying, it's on a blockchain. And in order to participate in society, you're going to have to do it. So as much as they're saying that it is it goes along with all of the other stuff. So then this is a UN World Economic Forum led program with Gates and obviously a lot of people don't realize that behind the scenes at the O'Biden White House in technology and science is Eric Schmidt. His new thing is Schmidt Futures. But Eric Schmidt is originally from Alphabet, Google, and helped put together with BlackRock, who is also, I believe, the most powerful company, not just in the world right now, but certainly in America.
Reid Hoffman's in there too with Microsoft now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All of them. Gates, obviously. But these guys, they created the track and trace surveillance, full technocracy, technology, totalitarian system that runs China. And if you walk across the street and jaywalk, your face is going to go up on a screen. Yeah, they have these screens all over Manhattan. I tell people all the time, I knew immediately that the COVID pandemic was not what it seemed when Cuomo came on stage with Eric Schmidt and Bill Gates to announce they were reimagining New York during the 2 weeks to stop the spread. So we're not trying to scare you. We are just telling you so that you opt out now. You know, there's so many people blindly walking into this. Just last week, I was at Palm Beach International, and you had to scan your, it was the first time I saw it that you had to. It used to be you went through clear, and they want to take a picture of your face, and I know better. And you ask, well, where's our data going? TSA. Well, what does that mean? TSA is a deal with all these other international agencies too. And, you know, there is no separation. We have a fourth branch of the government that shouldn't exist. That's an intel branch that is spying on all of us. So every little step that we, every time we opt out of any of it, we are making a difference. And of course, Jason, as you know, you have a family, and you and your wife are both doctors. And it's really important that you stop feeling like you can't. But I do see that there is an aspect of this, certainly in the IRS. I told everyone was freaking over the 87,000 agents. And I was like, look in the IRS bill about the blockchain and about the AI technology and real-time taxes and getting rid of the middleman. Who are you going to call then? You know, no one. So all of this is connected to, like you said, empowering yourself. Not just with your health and all of that, but also to be skeptical. And you were one of the first people yelling about at the top of the, you know, your lungs, like there's no informed consent. Well, they don't need it anymore because people are just going along with it because I don't know.
People are giving up their rights in healthcare, literally giving up their rights, Mel.
Yeah. So what, so you have some solutions also. How are you seeing any changes in insurance? Because people keep giving me the thing, like people are either their premiums are going up or things aren't being covered. And there's like been lots of changes, but it appears the insurance companies are starting to feel the burn of the vaccine, COVID, you know, evolution into more and more, problems.
Fortunately, so from a practice standpoint, we don't take any insurance because we just opted out of that system. So that's right. A good thing for us because, and yeah, people have to pay for their care. At the end of the day, you have to be responsible for your care. We've always gone with that for 20 years. What we are seeing though, we are hearing other doctors who do take insurance who are opting out of the system, Mel. They're actually walking away from insurance because it's so insane they can't afford to do it anymore. But here's another one. And you may have caught this probably because you're so in depth with your research. We got our bill for car insurance, right? And we've had the same car insurance forever. We're safe drivers, no problems, et cetera. And it goes up. And I'm like, what? I mean, I understand cost of living, but like in inflation, but like it's going up. So I was actually told today that because of the death toll and essentially the insurance payouts for COVID through healthcare and health insurances, they're using home insurance, homeowners, and car insurance to hedge their losses from the healthcare insurance. That makes sense.
Oh yeah, it makes sense because you know what's crazy about that too. I don't know.
So we're paying for all that, Mel.
Yeah, I know. And I saw you like, but this is why there's so many weird stories about insurance lately that I can't help but not notice it. Also, people not being able to get insurance on new homes. I mean, something's very, very wrong in the and it has to be, you know. It's obviously connected to everything else, but also your car now is reporting, apparently it says General Motors, like these OnStar smart driver things that we all thought was cool.
Reporting everything you do.
Right. So basically like not just where you drive and where you go and what you do, but how fast you drive, you know, what you're turning on. It looks like Chevy, GMC, Cadillac, Buick, Honda, Mitsubishi, Subaru. All of them are reporting basically all kinds of biometric data and stuff too from inside your car, depending on, especially if you have an EV, So you want to know what the EV, it's just this full, it's this gross, you know, confab. I call them the parent company of planet Earth that literally don't think that we deserve to be here. But as long as they're going to let us stay here, they're going to just have to control everything about our behavior, our lives, our everything, every move, every, and people have to understand this is real. So I really think you gave a lot of important information today, as you always do. And we're not trying to scare people. We are asking you to opt out, opt towards freedom, liberty, individual sovereignty, health freedom. But Jason has a lot of protocols on his website, and you can go to the MelKayShow.com partners page. There's a link there to Jason's website at Brave TV. But I really do want to tell you that you should start now. Like, I know everyone, oh, I'm going to detox. Then this is, first of all, this protocol is so easy. It's just part of your life. There's no like extra eating and extra this and that and going here and there. You just order it and you incorporate it into your life, but you're going to feel better, and everyone does, you know, it's pretty quick. So just tell everyone about your protocol and how it works and how easy it is and kind of what to expect.
Yeah, go over there, and at the top you'll even see Parasite Protocol or Full Moon Protocol. So one of our signature protocols at the end of the day, and we have had ridiculous success to the point where people pain for 20 plus years, people with arthritis issues, Lyme, rheumatoid arthritis, etc., where they couldn't get anything to go away, no drugs would work, literally start disappearing. Obviously it takes some time to get rid of it fully. Right there, you see the full moon. That's the basic protocol. So you'll get bottles called Para 1, Para 2, and then Biotoxin Binder. This is your jump into the parasite world of cleaning these things out without medications. Now, I know a lot of people out there use medications, and I understand that, and I'm not against that necessarily. But let's put our money towards things that are not pharmaceutical. And if you obviously are on your deathbed and you're in a hospital, yeah, I totally get it. But this is our way to get, one, the money out of pharma, but two, get ourselves back into natural healthcare. What this does is it's going in, it's starting to clean out those parasites. And for everyone out there who's like, oh, I don't really understand the parasite thing, here's a simple way to do it. It used Google on purpose for this, because I want you, like, the enemy will tell you exactly what they're doing. You can literally type in any disease or symptom you have, whether it's cancer, which is full-blown parasitic, diverticulitis, rheumatoid, any quote unquote label or disease that you've heard of or you've been diagnosed with, type that disease or symptom in and then type and parasites. And what you're going to get, and Mel knows this because we talk about this all the time, objective, real, factual data. I don't want somebody's random blog post. I don't want somebody's random video where they're talking a bunch of BS. Literally, you will get articles, science, you will get literally case studies and clinical studies of people who had that disease and how it's linked directly to parasites. So we know, there you go. I mean, NIH right there. I'm going to use NIH's words against them. Parasites and cancer relationship. I mean, you can even go to the American Cancer Society with breast cancer, other cancers, and it says parasite. There's the American Cancer Society, right? So breast cancer is tied to parasites. So I say this because you've got to start cleaning this stuff out of your body, and let's get back to nature. I'm a natural healthcare doctor. I go back to, how do we get people off of drugs? How do we get people off of surgery? How do we restore them back to health the way they wanted to be in the beginning? That's what I do every day. These protocols, like the beginner full moon parasite protocol, is your first step to getting back to health.
Yeah, it is. And a long time ago, when I was still in LA, I went to a detox where you actually go there, and every night there was a parasite cleanse you had to do. I mean, and I have to say, the stories I heard they would give you nightmares, but people cleaning themselves out of things that they couldn't imagine. And then, you know, these are people that had lifelong, you know, inflammation, lifelong, you know, recurring gallstones. I mean, many, many, many different crazy things that it ended up being parasites. I mean, I know this myself. I'm saying this is true. And I've known about it for a long time. I never found a protocol that was as well received and has such great responses as yours. I keep an eye on you. So I know that this is a passion of yours, a labor of love. It's weird to say that, but I know that
it's
you're
a passion. That's a weird picture sent to me, Mel.
I know, but it's great. And I just want everyone to understand, like myself, Jason comes at it from all angles, but what we do understand is that health, your health is, if you haven't noticed since COVID started, is your responsibility. And just like everything else in this country, we are on the verge of a globalist governance model that will enslave all of us. But if all of us do one thing every day that leads us more towards freedom, liberty, health sovereignty, and a better future, then we are making a difference in a bigger way than you think, a ripple effect. So any last words, Dr. Dean and everyone, please go to themelkshow.com. Go to my partner's page. There's a big thing there for Dr. Dean. Click on that. Tell him Mel Kay sent you. And that makes me feel good because then he'll know that somebody that's informed and knows what's going on is coming his way. So, you know, whatever goes from there, you can send them emails. You can check out all their other products. You can ask them questions. But also, Dr. Dean has been supporting the Mel Kay Show, and we are truly independent here. We have no backing. We're not part of any club or anything like that. It's just me and Rob. And, Dr. Dean and his amazing wife and their practice have been longtime supporters. So also when you go to his website and you try the protocol or anything else on there, it helps the Mel Kay Show continue providing what we do, which is the truth fearlessly and without censorship. Every time I speak, I do it truly from the heart, hoping that I'm empowering people with information to empower themselves. So any last words, Dr. Dean? I usually call you by your first name, but I Dr. Dean sounds like, you know, like you're from a TV show. Like, I love it. It's like, Dr.
Yeah. I mean, I tell people what you just said, Mel, is ultimately at the end of the day, and I know this can be foreign for a lot of people because you're used to insurances, you're used to, you know, unfortunately, government and these companies being involved with your healthcare and telling you what you can't spend, what you can't get. Do you need this surgery? Do you need this medication? Oh, sorry, you have this terrible disease, but you're not allowed to have that medication. You got to have this medication. At the end of the day, it's really about looking in the mirror because health is your responsibility. And there's a couple ways, real quick, that we're going to be helping you even more. Obviously, if you have any questions on anything, let us know. Let Mel know. We'll help you as best as possible. We're also building a community section to where people can come in and talk about their successes, talk about the great things they're doing, but also if they have issues, if you have complications, if you have health things that no one else is answering, we're very happy to do that. So that community is coming, and then keep an eye out because we have microplastics detox and other heavy metal detox coming that are even more advanced. We're trying to stay ahead of the curve on everything, Mel.
Right. You've been ahead of the curve on a lot of things. You've been doing this a lot longer than a lot of other people that kind of came on the scene during the COVID, and God bless them all. But I know you're always trying. So as soon as you get that microplastics formula ready to go, you come back on and we'll talk about it and we'll tell people a little bit more. But look up all this stuff. We have all the evidence out there. They are purging Google of anything that the World Health Organization want there. So make sure on the MelKayShow.com resource page, we have a lot of information there. Jason's website has a lot of information. And be skeptical of what you're seeing in mainstream, and certainly go look up the things that you saw today. But you know, if it's still on their websites, you can count on that. It's likely you need to know about it and dig a little deeper. So thank you so much, Dr. Dean, and I'll see you next time.
Thank you, Mel. Great to see you as always.
Bye-bye. Thanks.